It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Speaking of friends, guests from the community, we got Rob from Just Love and Kindness back in here, and he's brought two of his granddaughters with him. Yes. Is it? Now, let me try to remember their names without you telling me, and y'all tell me if I get it all messed up, because I probably will. Is it Katie and Emma?
Yes.
How about that? Yay. I'm a winner on the first try. Because usually the first time I'm like, oh, it went in here and went around and went out. But I got it right. Emma and Katie. All right. It's sad. Sad to be that way. But that kind of goes sometimes with the get a little older and you start going, I got to get that name ingrained. But we do know that Rob from Just Love and Kindness, we've had him in here several times, had a golf tournament, which was a huge success last year, had a great car show that went on earlier in the spring in May, and now it's back around to time for the second annual Just Love and Kindness golf tournament, and it's going to be coming up in September. Tell us a bit about the tournament this year, Rob.
Well, this year it's going to be quite the same as last year. Uh-huh. Last year was our first experience, but we put on a pretty good show. It's a four-man scramble, obviously. Proceeds from this tournament all go to the local causes that we support, which is to get to the youth and help them make better decisions in their life, and rather than trying to fix everybody after the fact.
Right,
and
that's not effective.
Yeah. Last year, our main... And this year again, but our main benefactor was Arkansas PD's Pride Program, mm-hmm. which is
a big success,
doing a great job. Texas side should be rolling out soon. Kevin Schutte, if you're listening. And we're also teamed up now with the Texas side youth probation department. And we're speaking with the kids that they are in trouble. That's kind of a little bit outside of where we wanted to be, right. But again, they're still young enough to change,
right.
And they're not bad trouble.
No, it's just
right.
And as you've talked about, if you help the child or whatever before they start going down the wrong path, before they get in trouble, not only obviously does it help the child, the family, and society, but the overall expense of what it takes to fix the problem that they've started.
That's right.
You're cutting by that.
Right, and that's. Lori and I, my wife, we actually talked about this when we decided to take this avenue. We took off to Florida after the trial, the guy that murdered our son. And I said, I wish, they got numbers on everything. They can chart how much it costs to put a kid through school. They can chart this. But you never hear a word about what it costs, all these rehabs, all these types of things. It's got to be billions and billions. I mean, every other advertisement on TV is for a rehab,
right.
And they're not cheap.
No, they're not.
Yeah, no.
Sometimes they don't work the first time.
No, they don't. Well, as we learned.
Yeah.
So that's part of what his program tries to do, and of course, along with it, and we'll just kind of dip in real quick, and then we'll come back and talk more about the baby dolls that are computerized, real life like kids, babies. They're not cheap to get. But it's a great program that you're getting in schools there.
Right.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, our car show that we had in May, which, again, was, we didn't know what we were doing. We got help on how to run a car show. Thank you. And it was a huge success as well. And the object of that funding was to purchase, it's called the Ready for Tot or Not program.
Oh, okay.
Is what it's technically called. And they're little computerized babies that mimic a real baby. The schools take them. It's a 48-hour program. The teacher programs the babies to where, whatever time, day, night, whatever, these babies will wake up and let you know if they're hungry, if they need their diaper changed, or just want to giggle in your face or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it shows the kids this is what it takes.
So along it takes to real life.
Real, right. Yeah, thank you. That's what I was about to say, real life experience.
Right.
Along with that, my wife has them ready to go. We're struggling, as with everything in the United States right now, with the supply and demand to get all the babies we ordered in, but she's got diaper bags ready with formula, everything you have to tote along everywhere you go.
Right, not just the baby, but all of their apparatus.
You have to have all that stuff in real life.
Some people don't understand that until you actually live it, that you go nowhere without the baby
and all
a huge bag.
Yeah.
So
that's That's what real life is, and that's what they're teaching is like, okay, if you do this, this could happen, and if that happens, then you've got this going on, and look, and your life just changed 360 degrees.
Right.
All right, we'll continue talking with Rob and Katie and Emma.
Yes.
And we'll get them involved as well as we continue on a Friday morning on the Pig. 1039mypigradio.com, and it is a Friday morning, August 6th. Not going to be too bad a day, about 90, 91 for your high. That's not too bad. But we're going to start to heat up over the weekend. Looks like next week we'll be back in that kind of oven-like temperatures with mid to upper 90s, but hopefully it won't last but a few days. But we've got friends, guests from the community. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times, so we'll let our local news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture, American-made furniture, be your sponsor of our continued talk with Rob from Just Love and Kindness, and he's got his granddaughters, Emma and Katie, here with us as we continue talking. Before we get to talking about the baby dolls that are educational and expensive, about the golf tournament, September 18th, Tenshikana Golf Ranch. Right now, the registration, 8 a.m., breakfast, 8 a.m., shotgun start at 9, lunch, which will be Texas Roadhouse.
Yes, sir.
After you play 18, auction and awards, and there's a Greg Orr has put up a truck.
Yes, sir.
For a hole-in-one?
Yep, brand new 2021 GMC, and we're going to try to make it a little more acceptable to the golfers, lighten it up a little bit to where they have a better chance. Mm-hmm. And this was under Orr's direction.
Right.
Again, we have my dear friend Richard Savins, and Sonic is donating good breakfast burritos. There'll be adult beverages in the morning with it, and then, you know, all day on the course. But there'll be a lot of prizes. You know, the hole-in-one, obviously, closest to the pin, long drives, buy-ups to maybe make a two on a par five, anything you can think of.
Right.
And the point of the matter, it's just for fun. And we, you know, all the funds we raise are going to support youth programs in this town. And that's both sides of the border. And we just want to try to get to the youth before the trouble starts.
And one of those youth programs is these lifelike computerized baby dolls that are not cheap, but you're trying to get them in. Part, you know, things are hard to get these days right now. But there's programs. You say Arkansas side's got it for sure?
PG already has
Okay, PG
them,
already has some.
But Arkansas is waiting,
waiting for
these
to come in.
Yeah, and we'll have a presentation with that, and hopefully you guys can come as well. And, you know, get the word out there. And again, you know, our goal is, you know, quit spending the money after people are in trouble. Yeah. Let's spend the money before they're in trouble.
And we all know that babies, children, babies grow up to be children, are a huge life changer, a huge expense, let's be honest, and not something that high school or, you know, are not ready for that. They are not ready for that. As you say, catch it and stop it before it happens. It's a big, big game changer. For the person, for the family, for society, financially, everything else. And we're going to bring Katie and Emma in. And Katie had a great saying on Facebook a while ago. What did you say about what it taught you, this having this baby for just a short period of time?
It taught me that don't have children till you're married or you're ready.
Ready, right. Yes. Ready and and you're not ready when you're in middle school, high school, or whatever. Yeah. You're not ready.
Well, girls, can I ask, you guys have people even in your middle schools that have been pregnant?
I was actually, going to say that. Couple years ago, seventh grader got pregnant. Not going to go too much into that, but it wasn't.
It's not a good
deal. No, I mean, obviously.
It definitely changed your life.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, but one of my good friends, it's like a brother to me, knew the girl, and turns out she was pretty good kid. It happened to anybody.
It can happen. It can happen anytime. It's just, unfortunately, it is capable of happening as low as middle school and obviously in high school, and something that you don't want to derail your life at that time.
Right.
You know, babies and kids, they have their place. They're wonderful. They're great. But as you said, you put it perfectly, wait until you're ready. And that means ready in all aspects, ready mentally, ready financially, ready. and you're not ready when you when you're in high school or below. But let's talk a little bit. You're an expert on this baby child here. Talk about how that thing operates.
So each baby has a computer in it, obviously, so that it can do all the things. But there's two sets of keys, one for the teacher and one for the student. The student ones are white, and it has things like feed, diaper change, burp, attention. And on the teacher ones, it has program one, program A, B, and C. So it's all in the range of 48 hours. It's just different variations of whether the times go off when it cries. So it could be the middle of the night or the middle of a class period, and it'll go off, and you don't know why. So.
And yeah. Well, that's kind of like, that's real life. Because kids will begin to cry, and you're sitting there going, well, let's see. We ate, didn't we? What's the problem? Check the diaper. Everything's fine there. And then you're going, well, what's wrong? Yeah, so you got to figure it out. Hang around. We're going to talk more with you and more about the babies and the baby dolls coming up on The Pig. And that's The Shake. Neil McCoy on The Pig, 103.9, mypigradio.com. We're in the mid-70s this morning. Excuse me, mid-70s. About 76 out there. Going to be 90 or 91 for your high, which, you know, it's not too bad. Warming up to about 94 tomorrow, and then 95 or 6 Sunday. Next week's going to be another one of those hot ones. We're kind of going back to what we were 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And, well, maybe it won't last too long because we like the little bit cooler temperatures. But we've got Rob from Just Love and Kindness. He's been in here talking about the second annual golf tournament that he's got coming up in September. And his granddaughters, Katie and Emma, talking about the I don't know what to call it, the baby child. What I call it, the baby child program in the schools where they got the computerized babies. These are real life acting babies who cry and carry on and all that. And they weigh like babies. They're not just little light because they got all that computerized stuff in them.
Yeah, it's 10 like.
Pounds. Yeah, that's, 10 pounds. You can, those are babies these days, 10 pound babies. And so.
I'm with 10 pounds.
I mean, you've dealt with it a little bit there. Is there ever a time where it doesn't stop crying? Or do you eventually figure it out?
So I know there's like a timer between each one, and it won't stop crying until you put a key in.
Okay.
That's the correct key.
That's the correct key.
Yeah. It has to be the correct key that you put in. Otherwise, it will continue to cry.
Well, yeah.
And scream.
Because that's kind of like, you know, if you're trying to change the diaper and the diaper's not the problem. Or the problem, you know, you're not doing it right, or that's not the problem. You can change the diaper all you want to, but if that's not the problem, it's like, they've got gas or whatever, or something like that's going on. You got to figure it out. So that is very good. So this is a lot of what this golf tournament's all about: raising funds for things like this, raising funds to help out with the Pride Academy, like you're talking about. And what is once again, if there's somebody out there that wants to either be a sponsor of the tournament or be a team in the tournament, tell them how to do that, Rob.
Best way is just go on our website. It's www.justloveandkindness.org. No spaces, no nothing. And don't forget it's org, not .com.
Right.
And, you know, all the information is in there. There's several sections that, you know, has our mission. And some I forgot to mention, even on the Facebook program, we also are helping veterans in need as well.
Oh, okay.
Last year, we bought beds for my wife did for Lancer Legacy.
Oh, great! Yeah,
and which has since closed, but we found a home for the beds we bought that were well needed. So, and back before the big freeze, I don't know how she did it, but Lori and her buddy, they ran around every store and grabbed I don't know how many snow caps and gloves for people on the street,
right?
And things like that. But you know, that's just good nature stuff.
Right.
But the website has our accomplishments, it has our goals, it has photo album of everything that we've been participating in. And you know, we really, it starts with the blue, you know, so we work tightly with the police departments and show our appreciation to them for the job they do, contrary to what the world is preaching nowadays.
Misperception, yeah.
Yeah. And you know, when people finally figure out that the police are there to help them, not hurt them, you know, we've got to get that back, you know.
Right.
Don't do the crime, they won't bother you.
You know? Well, that is so true. It's kind of like, Yeah, if you're not doing anything wrong, they're not going to be chasing you.
Yeah, but the website, it's really a great site. My wife, along with the people that helped her develop it, did a great job. And all the events we've had, the presentation to Pride, the whole thing is on there. You can watch it, and we're proud of what we're doing, and we want to just continue doing it. And I've had people tell me, you know, how do you guys have the strength to do it? I said, how can we not?
Right.
Yeah. Well, you made that decision, like, we can either sit here or we can do something, and you said do something.
Yep.
Well, we're all behind it. Second annual golf tournament, Just Love and Kindness. Go to their website, justloveandkindness.org, and find out more about it. And, of course, you can email Rob at justloveandkindness@outlook.com if you want to do that. The big tournament's coming out on September 18th. You could win a GMC Sierra truck from Greg Orr with a hole-in-one. And I bet somebody wins it. I'll bet you anything somebody wins it.
So.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if there's more than one.
Yeah.
They win it too.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. Hey, hang around, because we'll keep you over the top of the hour here, because I want Emma and Katie, and Rob can throw in there too.
Okay.
But we always play a game with our people that come in.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. And so today's game happens to be, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
And
y'all are past fifth grade, so we'll see how well you well you do. But we'll do that. Stay with us as we continue on a Friday morning. 103.9 MyPickRadio.com. Randy Travis there. If I didn't have you. And it's John, Anna, and friends. We got Rob and Anna.
Yep.
He's asking a question.
Oh, he just wanted to know how the programming worked, and it's done like 10 days in advance.
We still don't know.
It's magic. It just happens.
Well, it's done a little ahead of time, but we can alter it and change it as we go along. Like, sometimes we get a request, or sometimes Anna requests a song or something.
Right.
I can just throw it in
or
there.
Or John wants a special song.
That's right. I play them as I want to. But we got Rob from Just Love and Kindness and his granddaughters, Emma and Katie, in here. We've been talking about the big second annual golf tournament that's coming up in September, and we'll kind of put, as I say, a bow on that, wrap it up in just a second. But since they are here,
since you was here,
let's play a game. And today's game is, are you smarter than a fifth grader? These are standard questions from a fifth grade curriculum. If you get like 4 out of 5 right, you're going on to higher grades. If you don't get 4 out of 5, well, maybe we need to go to summer school.
Okay.
Okay. Now, y'all don't look at the screen. I know you got good eyes at that age, so don't look at the screen. That's cheating. Anna does that sometimes, and I have to tell her not to look. I don't have to worry about robbing me. No. it's multiple choice, so here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Welcome to August. This is the month of August.
Right.
It's one of the months that has 31 days in it, obviously. But how many months out of the year, how many of the 12 months out of the year have 31 days? Have 31 days in it. Is that A5, B6, or C7? How many months of the year have 31 days in it?
6.
She says 6.
6.
You say 6.
I'll go with 7.
7.
Yep.
7.
No.
Is it 7?
It's 7.
Oh, it is?
Well, I remember
we
had
this trick in kindergarten. Yeah, the January, February, March, April,
they
May, June, July.
Really?
Yeah. It worked.
August, September,
time.
October,
but like,
November, December.
I think that's the last.
That's why you go to the other hand. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have known. Rob, would you have known? I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known. I would have been guessing. Because I know I'd be going, well, February's got 28 or 29.
I used to know, actually. My ag teacher back in high school, he had it down to a science, and you know, and I learned it then, but I forgot now.
Yeah, I April, June, September. April, June, September, February. And what's the other one?
January.
Is it November?
March. Did you do March?
January.
Yeah.
November's got 31.
Okay.
December's got 31.
See, I'm lost.
No, April does not.
Okay, let's do the math question.
Keep going. Okay.
You good at math?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
good, because I'm not good at math.
Right.
Use the order of operations. The order of operations.
Yeah.
What is 5? If you want to write, well, you don't have a pen, but what is 5 plus 3 times 2 minus 1? 5 plus 3 times 2 minus 1, is it 8, 10, or 15?
That's easy enough.
Wait, say
5 plus 3 times 2 minus 1, is that 8, 10, or 15?
Oh,
15.
Because I told you.
Wait. It's wait. No, no, no.
Think about it.
No, it's okay.
So 5.
It's
plus
8. We're so stupid.
5 plus 3 times 2.
5 plus 3 times 2.
Minus
16.
1.
Minus 1 is 15.
No.
No.
Think about it. Cuz I wouldn't know this.
Wait, 5 plus 3 is 8, times 2 is 16, minus 1 is 15.
But the operation, see, I don't know, I didn't know this, I did not know this, and I get this wrong every time. You 3 times
okay,
2,
so
you
I
do
have
first.
To write it down.
Yeah, you have to write it down. 3 so times 2, you do first, which is 6, then you add the 5, which makes 11, and then you do the minus 1.
Yeah, see, I have to write
I miss that every time. The only reason I know this is because we did this the other day with somebody
see, yeah,
else.
Yeah, if I was able to write it down and that's see it, that's, I would have yeah. been done
Next
it.
Next time we'll have pens ready.
Which company owns the Xbox video game system? Is that Apple, Microsoft, or Nintendo?
Microsoft.
Yes, ma'am.
Easy.
Yes, it is. What epic poem? Uh-oh, this is literature.
Ooh, uh-oh,
what epic poem? My Homer tells the story of the Trojan War. Is that the Iliad, the Inferno, or the Wooden Horse? The Iliad.
The Iliad.
Yes, the Iliad is correct.
At first, I thought you were going to say the Odyssey.
There you go, yeah. And what is a... this one's kind of funny, okay? What is a pronoun? What is a pronoun? Is that a professional noun... Get it? Pronoun? B, a noun that is capitalized, or C, a word that replaces a noun. What is a pronoun? Yes, absolutely.
Noun.
Very good job.
Good job,
congratulations. And if she'd written down, if she could have written, that's why I wanted you to have pen and paper. If you could written down that one, you would have got it. So, fantastic job, ladies.
How many times we have to do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
it's
trying
difficult.
To do it fast.
Yes, in your head.
So I'm doing it in order because I wasn't thinking.
Rob was doing it in his head.
Right.
Well, I have no
which,
idea what the operations
are. See, I didn't either.
It's PEMDAS.
Yeah, it's PEMDAS.
We actually did learn that in fifth grade.
Yeah.
Parentheses.
it's PEMDAS.
Oh, yeah, I don't get it, but
it's,
I'm sorry. The only reason I knew it is because I looked at the answer yesterday.
And everything, and then now you get into geometry, and it's like all this stuff with...
Yes, all those letters and numbers and everything. Hang around because we got to wrap up the things they need to do to get involved in the tournament. But good job, ladies. 1039mypickradio.com. And we're going to say bye to Rob, Emma, and Katie. But once again, Rob, thank you for what you're doing for the youth of Texas County and your wife, you, and everybody that's getting involved in this, the police departments, the community, the schools that are allowing these baby dolls in there to educate.
Right.
Thank you so much for what you do, but one more time, give us that website in case somebody either wants to sponsor or be one of the four-person teams in the golf tournament.
www.justloveandkindness.org, O-R-G, not .com. And everything is in there. Sign up. You will have a blast and support this community as we're all trying to do.
Yep. Have fun playing golf and help out a cause at the same time. September 18th, it's a Saturday at the Texas County Golf Ranch, will be the day of the tournament. Thank you for coming in. Ladies, thank you for coming in. It was great meeting you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends, Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.